quietly. Here it is. God didn't push it under the rug. If you don't repent, all your business is going to be out here. He would expose her to great shame. God will also expose Israel's shame because of her actions. And the children were not going to be exempt. Even though they were supposed to bring it to their mother's attention, God said, and your children going to pay too. And I also have no compassion on her children. Verse 4, stick with me. Because they are children of harlotry. For their mother has played the harlot. She who conceived them has acted shamefully. For she said, I'll go after my lovers. They the ones who give me bread and my water and my wool and my flax and my oil and my drink. One thing we must never lose sight of is who supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We must not settle for the provisions of the world through the pursuit of an unfaithful lifestyle, getting your hustle on. This phrase, I'll go after, is to travel the pathway of one's life of unfaithfulness. In fact, this unfaithfulness was a purposely planned pursuit of other lovers other than God. It's like a, let me say it like this, and I know I got young folk, but listen, because they need to hear the kind of lifestyle, if you don't live for God, this is what it's like. It's like a bull-strutting prostitute hunting down customers. The people of Israel quickly invited and pursued the Baal fertility religion that promised to bring them more fertility for their crops and grain. And so Israel was like, come on, Assyria, come on, Egypt, come on, help us. We trust in your protection. We trust in your army. We trust in your leadership. I know we got a God, but we just gonna synchronize our worship, our religion, and we're going to take a little bit of God from here and a little bit of Baal from here, and we're going to blend it into everyday worship. I want us to know that we have the same kind of issue in 2018 where we'll take the part of the feel good, make me feel good kind of religion and then say God is all in it. I learned this new phrase this week called moral therapeutic deism. Moral therapeutic deism, where it's like that we live in the kind of world that everything is happy-go-lucky, you know, morally good. We can do good because we're good people. We have a therapeutic type of religion that makes me feel good. It's one of them kind of religions that don't really condemn me ever, but always makes me feel good. And deism is the kind of God that I can just go on and make up, and he'll follow my rules as I go along. Now, this is what I was reading said, that this is the kind of religion that teenagers are practicing today. Moral therapeutic deism. When they want this kind of feel-good religion that doesn't hold them accountable and doesn't show them the love of God that they need to embrace in order to get through life's challenges. They're going after Baal, who gives them all these things. Gomer's self-deception or self-deceptive thinking is noted by the way she perceives her lovers. She looks upon them as the one that supplies all of her basic needs and then some. And here's where we are to shout, because even in our ignorance and rejection of him, God provides grace. Look at verse 6.